702. Call Refilwe on 011-883-0702.
And it is 7:52. John Flismas, good morning.
Well, hello there. How are you?
I don't know why I laugh when I hear your tone. I'm well, John.
You're at the cradle of humankind.
I am at the cradle of humankind, and you sound so unimpressed to have been left again.
I mean, all the evidence is there, and yet you still have people telling me that evolution didn't happen. It's there. It's all around you, the fossils. It is all there.
You know what? Before you, like, move us way back into birtherism and Trumpism and anti-science talk,
right?
Let's focus on our mandate here right now, John. We're taking a look at the week that was. What's caught your eye this week?
There's been a lot of comedy in courts, particularly yesterday, because Jacob Zuma judged the case against him as too tainted to go ahead. But then the judges turned the tables and they've ruled that Jacob Zuma is too tainted for the case to not go ahead. So that was a nice little flip right there. It's what we call a plot twist. So he's probably just going to keep delaying until diabetes gets him. That seems to be his defense, Stalingrad all the way. I like to call it sugar grad. So he once ruled over us. Now he gets overruled every time he talks, which is proof that karma exists. And then also, he says that he was fired, Jacob Zuma was fired for suggesting that we form a BRICS bank. But he had to form the BRICS bank because that's where he said Nhlanhla Nene was going to work. You can't send a man to work at an imaginary bank. So BRICS bank is essentially all these new disruptor banks are being formed. Time and Zero Bank and Discovery Bank. Well, BRICS bank is a very good one. It's a network of ATMs for dictators only. They get a PIN and then they can withdraw money whenever they want. The problem is we're just going to struggle to keep the ATMs full.
Well, speaking of Zumas, it's been a chock-a-block week for the family, has it not?
It has. The prosecution roster around the Zuma breakfast table is quite full. Duduzani arrived. Dad was in front of the judge in court. Duduzani was in front of the judge at the hearing. His story doesn't actually line up with his dad's, which is quite weird. So the dad says that everyone's picking on his son. The son says everyone's picking on his dad. So this proves to us that sometimes a gene pool can be actually used to put out fires. So perhaps there was a point at the house. So that's definitely possible.
Mr. Iqbal Survey, also in your crosshairs today, John.
We're all waiting today to see if Iqbal Survey's newspapers, and more importantly, his reporters, because, he owns them, he said, my reporters, are going to urgently publish something about Pravin Gordhan, because he did claim in his excellent new video clip, because, he's been writing fiction for quite a long time. He writes fantasy specifically, and his last one was really good. His last title was brilliant. It was called Sekhunjalo Annual Financials. It was really a hit with readers. So good. I mean, he just made things up. And in his stories and his videos, often he's the hero, which is quite good. And literary critics have praised him because it's almost effortless the way he conjures these wild stories in which he's this kind of successful guy and actually owns stuff. Which it turns out he's actually living in his own mind, which is quite good. He talks about the dark forces, almost like Stephen King, the dark stuff that are at play in the world. And now we know what the dark things are, early onset dementia and the Messiah complex. And these two are working together inside his head to give him the ability to improvise in front of the cameras, which is amazing.
So no young adult fiction fantasy here. Definitely for the older ones.
You've got to know a little bit about finances and all the jargon to get into his world, because he uses a lot of share options and pricing and swaps. So you've got to you grow into the fiction of Iqbal Survey.
I hear there's a musical comedy lined up, and these guys are set to tour the US.
Well, they were. This is the tragedy. You see, they've done so well in certain countries. There's this musical comedy group called Flight of the Guptas. It's really good. It's very funny. They've got these hilarious ways of sort of making things up and telling stories. It's brilliant. They were going to go to the US, but unfortunately they've been cancelled. It's a multi-billion dirham budget. It's really big smoke, huge mirrors. It's an incredible production. It was going to land in New York later this year, but it has been blocked. The producers, their three brothers, very funny, modeled on the Muppets, Atul, Rajesh, and RJ, and they're very saddened by the news that they won't go to America because this comes on the back of being cancelled in India and then recently in South Africa as well. They say that the countries that are cancelling them just don't get their act, and they blame the governments for seizing their assets and taking their policies way too seriously. And they basically were quoted as saying, geez, guys, lighten up. We're just a few musical comedians who come to destroy your country. Why the long faces?
John Plissmas, thank you. We'll catch
please
up again
the,
next week.
Enjoy the cradle of humankind. And if you do see any Homo erectus, please tell them to keep those buckies full and enjoy themselves.
You know what, John? It's absolutely gorgeous out here. Thank you. We'll catch up next week.
Okay. Enjoy.
I will do. It is the weekend breakfast. That's an edition of the weekend breakfast, and we're broadcasting live from the cradle of humankind.